Welcome to A Spectator's Guide to World Religions. My name is Ryan McBride, and I will be journeying with you as we investigate the nature, development, and influence of the five major world religions. This series of A Spectator's Guide to World Religions is brought to you by Simon Smart and the people at Christian Education Publications. In today's episode, we will meet Kelsang Sudhana. Sudhana is a Buddhist. Welcome, Sudhana.
Thank you, Ryan.
Sudhana, new attendees of meditation classes run by the Meha Siddha Buddhist Centre in the Sydney seaside suburb of Manly probably would not expect to be led by a Scottish ex-climber. Can you tell us something of your journey to Buddhism?
Well, I wasn't always known as Sudhana. I was born Gordon Young, but was given a new name by my spiritual guide when I was ordained a monk. Before becoming a monk, I was studying philosophy at uni, spent a lot of time climbing, hanging out with my girlfriend and drinking at the pub with my mates. I was doing what most people do. I was trying to work out how to be happy in a world where happiness was being promised by a lot of different things. But I had this feeling that I wasn't quite getting what I wanted. I hoped there was something else.
So what did you want, and at what point was this a turning point for you?
Well, a serious health scare at uni had a big impact on me. The doctors weren't sure what was going on, so I spent 3 months in and out of hospital, terrified that I was going to die because I was so sick. During that time, I really got to thinking about what life was about. When the final lot of tests came back and showed that I was okay, I felt as though I'd been given a second chance.
I see. Did you feel as though you had a chance to do things better?
Well, no, not to do things better. But I thought, right, you've been given this life. What are you going to do with it? I knew that I couldn't just return to the old way of living, pretending that it was enough.
What did you sense might fill the void in you?
What I understand now to be a lack of inner peace led me to a meditation centre. It was there that I discovered the promise of peace and happiness through the training of the mind. I met this Buddhist monk who was the most peaceful person I'd ever met. This was the turning point for me.
I see. Can you elaborate for us then on the Buddhist understanding of inner peace?
Well, inner peace is like something of real beauty that I could actually have at last. You develop a kind of disinterest in what's going on around you and form a completely different type of interest. I found that I was no longer looking for beauty externally, but started looking for beauty in the mind, my mind. I find that beauty is now reflected everywhere.
Okay, so was this a quick and easy thing to achieve?
Even though I made the decision to be a Buddhist monk after only 2 weeks of meditation, every moment and every aspect of my life is centred around being a Buddhist. I am constantly watchful of mind, behaviour, body and speech. In my former life, I was doing things that we would equate with happiness, but I didn't feel happy. There was no peace in my life. Now, with the new Kadampa tradition, where I wear Buddhist clothes, take a vow of celibacy, and no longer drink alcohol, I am dedicated to the long-term goal of enlightenment.
Siddhartha, would you please break open this idea of enlightenment in the Buddhist tradition?
Sure. Very simply, enlightenment is spiritual perfection. Buddhists claim that they can help eliminate sources of unhappiness. Followers are taught to overcome negative states of mind, such as greed, jealousy, miserliness, anger and anxiety. All of this leads a person to a state of peace and happiness.
Besides being in a state of peace and happiness, are there byproducts or rewards for achieving enlightenment?
Enlightenment is its own reward. But love, compassion, patience and wisdom are important spin-offs of a life that seeks to ultimately be of more good to others. For me, the most appealing aspect of Buddhist teaching is that people can overcome their troubles and find true happiness. The Buddhist faith is practical and easy to understand. You can take as much or as little as you want.
It sounds quite joyous. However, are there hard things about being a Buddhist?
Oh, yes. Being honest with yourself and truly willing to change is quite difficult. Like any deep change, it comes with a sting. If we truly want to help people and be of some good, there are parts of our behaviour that we need to let go. It costs, sometimes, to help people and to go against our own selfish wishes. Take drinking alcohol, for example. I no longer drink alcohol because this takes away from the effectiveness of my meditation. Some days this is difficult, especially when I'm with my mates. And other days it's much easier. Keeping my eye on enlightenment really helps.
Thank you very much. Now, that brings us to the end of our conversation today, Sudhana. Thank you for sharing something of your Buddhist journey with A Spectator's Guide to World Religions. Until next time, my name is Ryan McBride. This series of A Spectator's Guide to World Religions is brought to you by Simon Smart and the people at Christian Education Publications.